Focal Sports is being brought to you today by Vision West and by First Bank. First at Northwest College, Trappers are staying on the road after their matchups on Wednesday against LCCC. In those games against LTRIP, both Trapper teams ended up losing on the road. For the Northwest women, they lost 78-59, as it was 44-30 at halftime. Samaya Worrell led the Trappers with 13 points. Tess Henry had 11. The Trappers were 5 of 25 beyond the three-point line. For the men's game, Trapper men again falling down in the first half before making competitive in the second half. That has been their MO here in the last few weeks. Trappers losing 102-91. It was 51-41 at halftime. Kyle Brown held only 36 points in this game. Josh Petito had 17, Max DeHaan 14, Alan Swenson 11. LCCC's Eric Gulliver had 9 three-pointers in this game and finished with 51 points in the win. Trappers are on the road at Eastern Wyoming College coming up tomorrow afternoon. For the Trapper wrestling team, after the Apodaca duels, they'll have another duel as they'll take on Western Wyoming Community College, not in Rock Springs. It'll be at Riverton High School. That comes up tomorrow afternoon. Meanwhile, over at Powell High School, the Panther basketball teams are in action as they'll get ready for a matchup against the Lovell Bulldogs. These are conference games for the Panthers as the girls will tip it off beginning at 5:30 and the boys right after that, as this will be the final games of the home stand before the Panthers get ready to hit the road next week. Also on the sports schedule, the Panther wrestlers will hit the road again and again for Fremont County. Last week, they were at the Landry Invitational, primary 3A schools. This time, it's in Riverton, where they get a matchup against some of the 4A clubs and some 2A teams as well. It is the biggest Wyoming wrestling tournament in Riverton this weekend. And we'll have more coming up right after this.